Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Raven Radio on this sixth day of February 2008. See, we actually do read our fan mail. That one was requested.
Yes.
We have an exciting show today with authors Mary Wine and J.C. Wilder stopping by to talk with us later. Right now, we'd like to get to some reader emails and questions, and I should probably say this is Michelle Pillow, and with me, as ever, is Mandy Roth.
Yes, yes.
Hello. You can't get rid of me.
Yeah, we noticed that some of you are having a problem telling us apart. Others always, you know, they say there's no issue with it. So, yes, I'm Mandy, and if I say your name, they just think I'm you.
Mandy has a slight northern accent, and I'm just cool.
Yeah, yes, that's it.
All of you people who are listening to any of the pre-show stuff, yeah,
that was
the uncool stuff was Mandy.
Oh, and apparently there's a three-alarm fire behind me. I apologize for the sound of the fire truck. Wow. Okay,
what do you do now?
Yeah, exactly. It was me and the matches. I'm sorry. I was trying to have the seance, and, well, you know, the devil stopped by, freaked me out. Whole house.
You have me on speaker because all of a sudden I'm getting feedback.
No.
Okay.
No. Just you and your closest 20,000 friends. So first you're like, do you have me on speaker?
No, I meant your computer speakers.
Oh, no, I don't have any speakers on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was hearing myself talk back to me, which is fine because it happens a lot.
Yeah. It's that little friend of yours that you tell me you see and I don't. Yeah.
Oh, we've got an exciting announcement. Mandy has finished Peace Offerings 3 after years of me begging.
I feel
your
like
threat
I had
worked.
Finish line. I just ran through. Yes, Peace Offerings 3 is done. We need some like cool rocky music. You know, come on, Michelle, do the background.
They're like, why do they make that poor girl sing? You know what? I'm going to start my American Idol career. You know that guy who like made a career out of singing badly? What's his name?
I have no idea. But you may actually, you know, surpass him.
I might get a record deal. It might not be good, but I will have that moodlock coming in and you will all buy my CD.
Michelle Pello does Greensleeves.
And I should apologize beforehand. Michelle Pillow does green sleeves, or some version thereof, with her own twist.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm one of those people who sings and they'll, like, mumble the non-chorus part because I don't know it.
Yes.
Anyway, I wanted to give a quick thank you to everybody who went to the Brava contest and voted. I got third in the Reader's Choice. So yay, that's exciting.
Yes.
Especially, you know, you consider there was 20 finalists, all wonderful, wonderful authors. You know, it was a pleasure competing with them. And I don't even feel like I was really competing. It was just like we're all up there doing our best.
Right.
And, I think over 400 entries somebody told me, so it's a real honor to have gotten third. So thank you guys so much. Speech over.
Yeah. No, it was
I promised
awesome.
Myself I wouldn't cry.
Yeah. They like me. They really like me. Okay, we need to do a big shout-out and a welcome to, and if we already said you last week, ignore us. We're like that. To listeners
Belgium
in
chocolate.
Yeah, Belgium chocolate. in
you
South
probably
Africa.
Are sending it in the
Dude,
address.
I'm trying to list the people. All right, South Africa, Philippines, China, Italy, Spain, Sweden, Alaska, and Peru. You guys have, like, doubled your count since we last talked. So, you know, the spreading the word works, or whoever that is maybe threatening lives for people to listen to us. Thanks. Carry on.
Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. Oh, Mexico. Welcome, Mexico. You guys are, you know, popping up on the radar now with it. And I would like to give a great big thank you to the state of Ohio. You all have, like, kicked major ass in the most people
did
listening
to Did they beat Texas?
Us. They did. They took
Texas
down, man. They, like, doubled what Texas was doing.
Yeah, so what kind of threat did you send to Ohio?
Actually, I think it's probably the only people I know in my life are
Did you send out a Christmas newsletter?
Yeah, I told everybody I was going to talk about things that happened in high school, and they were like, dear God, no. Yeah.
I've got those pictures, and I will post them.
Not afraid to use them. I know how to work my blog. Mm-hmm. Yes, but no, thank you to everybody, and I'm excited. Italy, you guys have really jumped up. You had a few people listening to us before, and now you guys are, like, up there competing with, you know.
Yeah, everybody else. And don't be surprised if Mandy and I show up on your doorstep with a suitcase and, like, a guidebook to wine or something.
Exactly.
And by guidebook, I mean Mandy.
Yeah. You know, all we need for you to have waiting for us are hot Italian men. Clothing's optional on them. Yeah, that's about it.
You can do that. I just want to be shown to the winery.
Yeah, yeah. I want him.
I don't want complications while I'm there. I just want the barrel.
On me, like the wine up. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
Michelle's tapped into a barrel down in the basement. Don't tell her that one's not done yet. Let's see what happens.
She sounds really good. They just corked it last week. We're just all looking at you like, oh, dear God.
It's fresh.
I don't want to think
like
a 20-year-old. All right. Wow.
Well,
we have.
We will be taking some call-ins later. So, listeners, if you want to write this number down and call in a little bit.
Yes.
The call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges may apply. For more information on using your computer to the chat live button, especially for you people listening on Podcast Leader and you want to come next week, to chat with us during the broadcast, just visit happyhour.com and follow the prompts for the Raven Radio, and it'll get you there fairly easily. Or you can email questions directly to us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com, which a lot of you are choosing that option.
Yeah, we're listening, and we're going to combine a few of these, and we're sorry to everyone, but seriously, with the amount that came in, it would be really hard to read all the same question. So all of you ask, you know who you are. We didn't ask so much told. We were getting some flack for not kind of focusing a little bit more on what we used to do, which drew a lot of the podcast listeners in. And thank you all for sticking with us during the live thing. And thank you for all the new listeners as well.
The back and forth banter. You guys like us making asses of ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Making beep beeps of ourselves.
Yeah, beep, 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 beep.
We need one of those FC whatever rating people with the buzzer.
Yeah, that guy sitting there, you know, hitting his
potty mouth.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't have anything cool like that. So that's what we have in the toilet. Yeah.
Yes! I want the toilet flush every time I say something because it's like potty mouth.
Yeah. That's the potty mouth?
Wait,
yeah.
You're going to be hearing toilets flush the entire show. Never mind.
We need toilet. Everyone record your toilet flushing so we have more to choose from. Okay.
Yeah, different. Yeah, yeah. We can make a song out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
you're
I have this picture of an infomercial popping up in your face.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
To listen to all of Michelle's famous hits as she redoes the golden oldies, just call 1-800.
Golden oldies, done by the sound of toilet flushing. You know, Mandy's not going to let me take cold pills before the show again.
No, she's done. She's totally cut off. Back
so
away
if
from
I pass
night,
out
well.
Or I'm start sneezing... Yeah, just keep going on without me.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Oh, my God. I will be
cringing as I listen to this later.
My dear, darling husband is homesick today. So I have a post-it note because I'm not cool enough to actually have an on-air sign yet that's on my door that says, you know, on Raven Radio, disturb at own risk. So, yeah. Anyone out there who takes pity on us, you can send the sign to. But no.
Well, you know, talking about husbands, my husband's girlfriend actually tried to kill me this week.
Yes, she did.
Everybody's going, what?
Yeah.
What?
Exactly, yeah.
Susie is a GPS.
GPS
map guidance system.
Yeah.
Yeah. She tried to run me off a bridge.
Yeah.
So I call her my husband's other woman now because, well, come on.
Yeah.
And she kept trying to reroute me to the same bridge and send me over this bridge that wasn't there.
I really want you to die here.
Electronic devices are coming after me. So, yeah, we call her Susie.
Yes.
You have Steve.
I have Steve. Steve's my hella hunk who tries to drive me into the lake and the bay as often as he can. He doesn't seem to understand that the address prior to it really doesn't actually, you know, fall underwater. That's okay.
Are you
thinking
like fake addresses to it?
Yeah, Steve has limits, as do most men. However, he's everlasting, and if I plug him in, he just won't quit. So, yes, okay, in the sake of keeping our show E for everyone, we're going to go ahead over, and Mary Wine is joining us.
Oh, great.
Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Good
Mary.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, although I guess I should confess that, you know, my husband has a dominatrix girlfriend, too.
Does she?
Yeah. Yeah, you know that thing in the car, it talks to him all the time, and he does everything it says.
Yes. Can you believe
perfect.
It?
That's Susie.
You know, I'm telling you, I am right there supporting you in this, you know, time of difficulty.
Yeah, thank you.
And see, but mine is he's my boy bitch. My husband bought him because I can't find my way out of our driveway. And he thought maybe this would help me come home. However, Steve has other things in mind. He's like, let's be together forever at the bottom of the lake. So,
Yeah, you know, I get in the car, and all of a sudden my husband, my alpha male husband, you know, this thing says turn right, and he's doing it. And I'm like, wait a minute, pick up your dirty laundry, and he doesn't do it.
Yeah, you could be like, I was born in that place. I lived there for 100 years. I know where I'm going. No, I'm sorry. I know where I'm going. I'm using the force, darling. I hear it. Yeah, totally understand. And, you know, it's amazing to me that men who won't stop for directions actually listen to these things.
You know, on the other hand, maybe we're all missing a great opportunity.
Yes.
Maybe we need to make, like, the home system that says,
we do.
Pick up your laundry.
Take out the trash.
Take your dirty socks off the floor.
Take 5 paces forward. Pick up what you just dropped.
Tell wife you love her.
No, mine wouldn't say that. It'd be like, leave wife alone. Stop trying to hug wife. Leave wife be. Oh, my goodness. Now, Mary, you know what? For those of you out there who don't know who Mary is, let's have her introduce herself and tell us a little bit about herself.
Well, let's see. I am one of these crazy authors. Oh, I mean, I am crazy, and I am an author. And I write for Samhain and Allure's Cave and Pocket right now.
Yes. Okay. And now, what did you just have come out?
Oh, let's see. One of my newest releases was Let Me Love You. It is a
okay.
historical Western romance.
Yeah,
all right, tell us a little bit about this because we're intrigued.
Well, you know, this is kind of my my baby right now. I really enjoyed writing this book, and it's a Western, it's historical, but believe me, it's not sweet. It's very sultry.
Mm-hmm. My favorite kind.
You know, it's about a young lady who finds herself trying to manage the household, the mortgage, and everything else because her father went off on a spring hunting trip, and he didn't return, and nobody really knows what happened to him. So a lot of the out-of-luck, bummed-out miners in town have decided that if they marry up with her, they will own all of her father's possessions. So they are hot on her trail trying to convince her that they can manage everything for her and she should just turn everything over to them.
That's just like
me.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
We can do it better. Leave us alone.
Well, in the Old West, of course, there's a lot of pressure from the banker and from, you know, other people
right.
in town for her to accept the solution because it's traditionally what every woman does.
Right.
Well, and then there was a time when women couldn't own property. You know, their husbands died and they were left without.
Well, that's the nice thing about this book is set in the Arizona Territory. And one of the things that Arizona Territory did give to all of the people who came prospecting to that area is women did have the right to own land in their own right.
Arizona.
She doesn't own the land. Her father owns the land, and she's convinced he's still alive. So there's been no probate of the will, and that's what sort of drives the story at certain points, because she refuses to believe that her father is dead, and she feels that as a grown child, it's simply her turn to shoulder the burden for her daddy. After all, he's raised her, right?
That seems only fair.
And she runs into the hero when she's trying to collect some of the accounts. She owns a mill. There's a large grinding stone that she works, and another thing several of the men in town have taken to doing is not paying up their accounts because, of course, her father's not there, so they figure they can get away with stiffing her for the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And she is out tracking down some of these no-good people when she runs into one of the railroad agents, which were men who ran security for the railroad lines because the railroad lines were moving all of the gold that was being prospected and the silver back to the east where the banks were.
Mm-hmm.
And these railroad agents actually were the most established form of law enforcement in the West during this time.
Now, is this where, is it Sloan? Is that his name? Okay, that where he, okay. Now, I want to hear a little bit about him. Like, you know.
Sloan's my dark hero. He's my loner, and he is a railroad agent who has spent his life protecting the railroad, has no family and no ties, and he has very little contact with ladies and with women that intrigue him. He's used to being worked over by the working women in town, and he's used to people trying to dupe him so that they can rob his trainload. He doesn't have a lot of trust for pretty much anyone.
Okay, I don't know about anyone else, but he sounds like the perfect guy to me.
Well, look at the cover.
I know.
Look at the cover art for it. And can I just say, this is one of the most perfect titles for the way that you've described the book.
It is. It really is.
I mean, just the fact that, you know, she's, you know, got all these suitors and stuff after her, and it's probably going to be a little cold, or I don't know if they're suitors, but people coming after her. And I just, the title just fits that perfectly, that whole theme.
Yeah, I think I have issues, though, because when I first saw Mary's cover for it, I was like, yeah, let me love you. Let me lick you. Hello. I mean, the guy on that cover is, wow.
Probably had a great Mandy cover. Mandy wasn't helping that day.
I love that cover.
It is great. Who did that one? Was that Scott?
No, Scott didn't do it. Oh, no, I'm blanking on who did it. It was a lady.
Dawn?
Yes, and she worked very hard on it because
yes.
I love this book, and I was looking for a particular look. I wanted to get that edge of mystery and darkness into it.
No, I think it's
and
perfect.
She was so nice in working with me on it because I just really needed it to come up as it did. Just absolutely, ooh, can I just look at that for a while?
Exactly. All right, now everybody, Mary Wine is on the line with us, and if you'd like to call in and ask her anything or talk with her, it's 646-595-3998, New York number, so long distance charges apply. You can use your computer to chat live with us. Just go ahead over to ravenhappyhour.com and follow the prompts for Raven Radio, and you will eventually land here. And feel free in the chat room to ask your questions. We will go ahead and relay them to her and ask live. That's about it.
And you can also visit her at marywine.com.
Yeah, and I do suggest you do. She's got a really nice website to go over and peek around in, and, you know, it's fun. I was in there earlier playing.
Well, I have two websites.
Yes. You have another pen name.
I do.
And it is?
I have a wicked side.
Yes.
Dawn Ryder.
Yeah, share with us. We want to know. Come on, baby, share.
Oh, Dawn Ryder. Oh, you're going to have to get that that flushing sound out. Dawn Ryder's my naughty side.
Wait a minute. I have a cartoon kiss. That's about as close as I can go.
Dawn Ryder is very erotic, and she breaks every rule she can manage to dig up and break. It's a principle. And Dawn Ryder is extremely erotic. Most of my books, I have menage and other things going on in them. I have several historicals. In fact, my pocket release is a Regency historical by Dawn Ryder, and it is very, very naughty.
And which one's that?
It's called Tempting a Lady.
Okay, and what's this one about?
Well, is it already out in print, or is it coming soon?
It'll be coming from Pocket. It is available at Alora's Cave in download right now, but it was chosen for the Pocket anthology. And it
will
be
congratulations on that.
Thank you. It'll be coming out in print in July. And this is a Regency party that's going on, and it's about a young lady who has been widowed who finds one of the notorious rakes in bed with her sister.
Can I just break in real quick? Mandy, I wanted to remind you to put on your calendar that you have a friend who has a birthday in July. Just say it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mary, please continue.
Yes.
Well, she decides that she's not going to let this this rake soil her sister. And so what she does is she sneaks into his room and she strips down and tells him that if he doesn't leave her younger sister alone, that she's going to scream the house down and basically soil his name by being found in his room with him buck naked.
That's my kind of gal. If you're going, go big or go home. Seriously.
Well, if you're going to take a lion down, you got to stare him right in the eyes.
Exactly. Get naked to do it. Woman's best weapon? Yep. Herself. Yeah.
And what happens is, what she doesn't realize is that his older brother is actually watching from the shadows. and decides that she's really quite the woman. And he's been dispatched by the family to take this younger rake in hand because Daddy's heard that he's causing lots of trouble and shame to the family. And in the meantime, he decides that he's met a woman that's definitely worth his time.
Because
he stripped down and challenged his younger brother.
Yeah. Now, is there a touch of voyeurism in it, or the tinge of that, or how's it work?
There is. Dawn Rider is definitely very erotic, and what I wanted, when I do a historical as Dawn Rider, I explore the idea of what might have been happening behind closed doors.
Okay, yes. Now, see, I was reading a little bit about, you know, your background in that and also some other stuff. So the historicals now, you've done the Western, and then this one is set, obviously, in a different spot, not in Arizona, Western time. But, you were or are a historical costumer.
Yes, I am.
Okay, now can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know I've never met anyone who's done that, so I was completely intrigued when I saw that.
Well, let's see. My best dresses are at least 200 years out of date.
Yeah. Hey, look, most of my clothes are.
I'm going to come to Mary's house and play dress up. She's like, oh.
I met my husband at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
Oh.
We participated.
Wait, Pleasure Fair?
Pleasure Fair.
How is that different than the normal Ren fairs, and why haven't I heard of it?
This is actually the oldest Renaissance fair in the nation, and it takes place here in Southern California. I have been participating in it for 18 years, and I met my husband there. We are both members of the Queen's Court, and I really do make these costumes and wear them. I am a noble woman. I am Margaret Clifford, Lady Darby.
All right, I'm really easy to win. You just got a friend for life. Okay.
No, I'm sitting there saying, I'm writing down California.
This is Mandy talking, and I'll be over in like 2 days. Stop.
No problem. Come on over. I got corsets. I got, you know, lots of great things. We got books.
I got a lot of junk in my trunk, so you might have to expand them, but I'm willing.
Do you have a website for costumes? Do you do them for people, or is this just a personal thing? Because I'm sure they're very time-consuming, and with writing, I don't know how you do it all.
I used to do it full-time, and writing was my hobby. Now it's flipped. Writing I do full-time, and I do costumes on the side just for my own personal use now, and my husband.
If somebody wanted to buy a costume from you, do you have, like, pictures up of what you've done?
I do have pictures up on my website. I should have pictures up on my website. If not, I'll get them up there today. But at the moment, I'm not working on anyone else's. The kind of costuming I do is garments. They have to fit. To give you an idea, my Renaissance gowns weigh about 45 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
So if they don't fit you correctly, you're going to be in agony.
Yeah, you've got
so
a broken
what,
neck.
What do they usually run for?
Just materials alone, most of these costumes are using silk brocade, so they'll run upwards of $1,000 to $2,000 just for the material.
Wow.
Now, stack on top of that, you're looking at about 180 hours of labor in one dress.
My gosh.
Can we have a slumber party and play dress up?
I'd be afraid to put it on. I'd be like, it's too beautiful. It's going to stay up there. It's hung like that, and I'll just stare at it and pet it.
You'll see me trying to run out of the house with it. It's mine.
I say some people have jet skis and some people have boats. I have my Renaissance costume.
Okay,
I think it's interesting.
Grapevine has it that when you go on cruises with your husband, the two of you attend some evening functions dressed in Victorian wear.
We do. I take my bustle on cruise ships.
I love it.
I wear my Victorian. It's a very elegant dress. I have a beautiful new silk taffeta one and a lovely persimmon color. I wear it to dinner because they said formal. They did not say a date.
Yes, very true.
And my husband takes his top hat out and he wears his tails and we have a grand time.
You know what I would do? You should like paint yourselves pasty white and wait till everybody's drunk.
Oh, you know what? I have scared people half to death before. Not meaning to. I have been standing on deck, looking out to sea, enjoying the moment, and I have moved and heard people scream because they thought I was a ghost.
That is perfect. I love it. Mandy and I would be doing it on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. We would just be screwing with people just because. Now, you have to get a lot of comments from people just in awe and really just impressed that you would come out and do this and you know, the detail that you put into it. Do you get approached by a lot of people that way and use it as an icebreaker?
I do, and I actually sign my books wearing my Victorians a lot of times.
I love it. Have you gone to any of the RTs?
Yes, I have. I went to one RT in St. Louis, and I wore a lot of my costumes there. In fact, I won one of the costume contests.
Oh, see, that's the one Michelle and I didn't attend. That was the only one, so we didn't get to see. But as soon as you started talking about it, I thought, oh, my gosh, all these themed events, that she just has been her glory showing up.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that RT runs at the same time as our Renaissance Fair does.
Yeah. So now, where is the Renaissance Fair?
It's in Southern California.
Okay.
And it is the largest Renaissance Fair in the nation. It's the oldest one.
Now, do you all you have a grouper that talk about where they are in that? Because I've looked several times to find fairs in the area of where I am. It's really hard to find a current, up-to-date listing. I mean, some of these, the fairs haven't taken place in years. Yeah, it's still listed. Yeah.
Yes. Now, this one happens annually, and we just had our 45th anniversary last year. This one takes place every year. We are currently in startup mode. My house is a disaster zone because there is fabric and doublets and sleeves and curls everywhere all over my house right now.
Honey, I tripped over a white wig. I'm really sorry.
No, yes. Red wig. God. I had to play Queen Elizabeth last year, so I got a red wig hanging up.
Oh, red one. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
I was a redhead.
I would just be walking around, like, off with their heads. Could you just see? I would so get lost, and people would be taking the costume away because I really got too into it.
You know, the best part about being queen, they put me in a chair, and I rode six men through that fair.
Oh, baby, talk dirty to me. Say it again. That was great. I want to do that.
Buff men, I might add.
Yes. Now, okay.
Go ahead.
On a slightly different note, you have a black belt.
Yes, I do.
You have such an interesting light, because I was just about to ask you about this pet you own.
A cute little tortoise?
It's probably to you, it's just like, what, it's normal, but to me, it's like, I want to do that.
Oh, I know I'm anything but normal.
Okay, well, that's good, because I just think you're amazing. I think this is great. I'm like, black belt, Renaissance Fair, costumes,
queen for
an exotic pet.
Exotic pet, yeah, exactly. You know what? She was. In a past life, you were definitely a queen, because that so sounds like the characteristics of someone who, you know, has it all and just whimsical do it, man.
I came to the conclusion that I must have been Mulan.
Oh, yeah.
Mulan or Stitch. Take your choice.
I have a feeling I was a Khan, which I'm like a Genghis Khan. I'm not thinking mine was glamorous and pretty. I'm pretty sure I was violent and dirty. But no, we are going to have you on again in a few weeks, and we're very excited about that, because we didn't get a chance to talk with you about, you know, paranormal things and what you want to discuss and all that stuff because of time constraints. But you just are so interesting. We can't wait to have you back.
Well, thank you so much for having me, ladies. I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And everybody, it's Mary Wine, and I think Michelle has her addresses for her web.
Yeah, you can get to her at marywine.com or Dawn Ryder, and that's R-Y-D-E-R. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
.com. So Ryder with a Y.
And she just had Let Me Love You, I think it was, yes?
Because
I wanted to say Let Me Lick You, so I had to stop.
Well, you can find her at Allure's Cave, Pocket Books, and Samhain.
Yes.
And
check her out.
Mary Wine or Dawn Ryder, and check her out.
I mean, just imagine how she is in real life. You've heard her. Imagine how great her books must be, because she's just got this phenomenal, you know, life coming into it to pull from. So, well, thank you very much, Mary, for joining us.
Yeah, thank
you. Thank you so much for having me, ladies. And
see you soon.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well,
okay, she was a trip.
Oh, God. I'm like, she does this and this. I'm like, can I just live with you? You want to adopt me? I'm 18.
We have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Welcome to Raven Radio. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
What's up?
All right.
You know who it is.
I know, but the number didn't match what I had written down.
Well, I'm using a different phone because my other phone has the Bluetooth thing, you know, and I'm like a crackhead, so.
Yeah.
She's
I just got to use the other one.
She's trying to
confuse me. Yeah.
Which isn't hard.
Yeah. Give me back your brain cell, Michelle.
It's mine.
Everybody,
have it.
This is JC Wilder. She called in last week, and everyone got kind of like an introduction to her. She's joining us now for an interview. And JC Wilder also has another name she writes under, which is?
Dominique Adair.
Yes.
Yay.
Now, for anyone out there who may not know anything about you, can you tell us a little about yourself? Brace yourself.
I am a gorgeous blonde living in Ohio. Size 2, of course.
Oh, yeah, aren't we all?
And, well, you know, my toe might be.
My wrist,
and,
maybe.
I have very thin wrists. I can't help it. I live in Columbus, Ohio. I write paranormal and erotic romance. And I do all sorts of other bizarre things. And I also have a black belt and a brown one and a green and a gold belt. So,
watch
you know,
out for these authors.
They're going to kick our ass if we
I'm
don't
I'm
going to
hang
this.
Out with you
yeah.
guys.
No. Actually,
get
I was talking about belts.
Get him.
Yeah, the belt you wear.
Oh.
The only
you
kind of belt
take
that I would
and
have
whip
would
people,
be...
it's okay.
Exactly. The only kind of belt that I would have is a belt of liquor. So, yeah.
Wow, conveniently Not enough. Me too.
You know, that's why I love you, babe.
Okay, now, what did you just have released?
My latest release, well,
yes.
I have a paperback that was just released called In the Gloaming.
Mm-hmm.
And that is I just completely lost everything. That was the anthology with Carolyn Ivey, whom you had on last week, and mm-hmm. Isabeau Kelly. That was released in February of this month. So that is erotic and Celtic and all things wicked. Fabulous.
That's a treat right there.
Is that one at Allure's Cave? You're with Allure's Cave, Sam Hain, and Berkeley, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The publishers. Which publisher is that at? So
that one is with Samhain.
Okay.
Or Sam Hain.
Okay.
Sam Hain for you Americans.
Yes.
Yeah. I always call it Sam Hain because everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I know. I know.
So I just got in the habit of when I talk, it's Sam Hain.
Yeah, I can just picture them googling
the books.
It's like SOW something, trying to spell it the way it's, you know, said. And yes, so I always go Samhain so they can actually go Google it the way it sounds.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, exactly. You had Winter's Daughter. Is that coming out or is that released already?
Winter's Daughter was released the first week in December.
Okay.
It is an e-book available through Samhain.
You just got to stop and say it the way.
I know, because I always say Samhain.
Yeah.
Like, where?
Yeah.
I'm published with the Sal. Thank you.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about Winter's Daughter.
Winter's Daughter is a very dark paranormal romance. It's not an erotic romance, but trust me, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular book is about four daughters who are removed from their mother when she is killed. She is murdered. So they are taken from their home, they're taken from their town, and they are separated.
Okay, now this is set in Ohio, right?
It is set in Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I get
no
excited. I'm in Ohio, too, so I get excited.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm in Ohio. I'm up by the lake.
Yeah. I'm in the middle.
Yep. let's see, so this is what, Salem, and what these people are, like, superstitious, and they... have off
yeah,
with the mom? Oh, okay.
The gist of the story is the mother is a hereditary witch.
Mm-hmm.
The children are hereditary witches, the four daughters. And there's a long, long line of Angelovs that have lived in this house in this particular town. And because Victoria was a kind of a free-willing 60s, you know, free love kind of girl, Victoria was the mother, by the way. She sort of annoyed all the women in the town. So,
Manny's like, I'm so connecting.
She's so friendly, you know. Very friendly girl.
I can peek in my window. Yeah.
Interrupt to give the listener call-in number again. If anybody has a question for JC, the call-in number is 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, so long-distance charges do apply, or could apply. And don't be shy. JC will probably answer anything you got for her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't had a shy moment in my life.
I'm just offering for you. Ask her anything. And if you don't have a question and you just want to come on and mumble, hi, we'll take that too.
Yeah, we love phone calls when
come
I can actually
on,
answer
please,
them and not hang
dear
up.
Dear God. Someone pick up the phone, please.
Okay, I'm over that.
Yeah. We get a lot of emails from people like, well, I wanted to call in, but I really didn't have anything to say.
But I know.
Like, don't be shy. You just get on and go, hi, and hang up. It's fine.
Yeah. I like the ones who email with
and
the questions.
These people think I have something to say?
Yeah.
Come on.
I like the ones who email with the question way after the show. I've actually thought about emailing the authors to go, hey, they had a question. Can you respond to them? But it's really funny because they'll be like, oh, I was at work and I didn't want my boss to overhear. And they'll ask the question. I'm like, jeez, I see
it's
why.
It's a little late.
Yeah.
For next time.
Yeah. We will be moving Raven Radio tonight, so maybe that'll help with a lot of people who don't want to call in and ask like things they want to because someone might overhear them. But okay. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be night partiers, so I'm going to be kicking Michelle's chair to keep her awake. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be
weird. And I can stay up late. It's getting me up more in the morning that's hard. Like,
now,
she woke me up this morning.
Now, I have a question. I want to know where you get your inspiration from to write your books, and does it change for each one, or do you get it from, you know, lots of places? How does that work for you?
I think everything in life can be inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, excuse me, my dog is barking.
I thought it was
Michelle.
Oh, that's
okay. Just keep going with it. Yeah, she'll blame me. It's fine.
She's got a house full.
We had a fight before this started with a couple of dogs started snapping at each other, so I was running to break it up, and I actually ran into the bathroom door, and I have this huge bruise on my eyebrow bone now.
Yeah, she pulled
so,
a huge
you know
moment
what?
Before.
Just
know.
Keep going.
Okay, now hold on one second. I need to interrupt. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to Raven Radio. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hello, this is Carolyn Ivey. I'm calling from Toledo, Ohio.
Hi, Carolyn.
I want to make sure she's not going to be talking about me behind my back while
too
she's
late.
On. Oh, crap.
Now, you know that I'll talk in front of your face as quickly as I'll talk behind your back.
You should have heard her. She was like, that Carolyn Ivey was recovering from foot surgery. When she was on those pain pills, you should have heard what she said.
She was high.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you two are in the anthem together.
Pretty
we are
in the anthem together.
Yeah.
We are joined at the hip.
Excellent. I don't know anyone else like that.
I keep trying to remove her, but she won't leave.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like growth, you know, like a cyst.
Yeah. I love my little Mandy cyst.
Great. I've been equated to a tumor. Wonderful.
Exactly. A friend of mine had a tumor on his leg, and he called it his evil twin.
Oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious.
It before Mandy could say it about me.
I love you. I want you close to me, always to be held and cherished.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Wait a minute. Do y'all need to get a room or what?
No, I'm actually trying to dodge the lightning strike.
You're hiding.
Are you kidding? I'm in a locked room hiding right now.
Now, do you two, while we have a group of friends on here that are both writers, do you guys bounce story ideas off each other and use each other as, like, critique partners, or how do you guys do that?
You know, we used to do that. We used to, but I don't think that when we first started out, she would send me, I saw some of the earliest drafts of her first work, and I was kind of her grammar Nazi for a few years until she kind of learned her lesson, and, you know, stopped, got tired of me slapping her wrist every time she stuck a comma in where it didn't belong. And I'm very proud of her. She's done so well. She's flying on her own now, flying solo, and I couldn't be prouder of her.
Aw.
Yeah.
I know. It's like giving birth, only different.
you're not required to pay for college for her, so that's a plus.
Yeah. She'd be disappointed because I'd probably drop out of boredom. Sorry, Mom.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I only have one quarter of a graduation, but I just can't do it. Anyway, sorry.
Well.
Having yet another moment.
Yeah.
Carol and I used to work, you know, pretty closely on our work. But, you know, in the last few years, I don't know. We just kind of drifted, you know, in terms of writing, we just don't really caucus with one another much.
But I don't
right,
actually know when. Do what?
You write different things, so.
We do.
Yeah.
And you know, honestly, no one sees my work until I send it to the editor.
Oh, I envy you. If I stayed in my solitary self, they would get it and be like, oh, my, this is dark and twisted, and we can't put this out. We'll be sued. So everyone kind of lightens me before it gets there, so I envy you.
That is true. I don't have any really regular beta readers either. I mean, I'm kind of, what am I trying to say, OCD about my work. I don't let it go anywhere until my editor rips it out of my hands. It says, I need it now, or you're not going to get it on schedule. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I have to confess, I'm on JC's site right now, staring at some of her covers.
I know.
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sorry,
I actually had to move
I'm just
away.
Going, these are gorgeous.
Yeah, I had to move away
yeah,
from it because all I was doing was clicking and reading, like, every blurb, and I'm like, I'm not going to be paying attention when she talks then.
Oh, I'm God, sorry. Are you still here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Read your blurb, okay?
Exactly.
That cover for In the Gloaming is just gorgeous, but when you see it in print, I just got my print copy a couple weeks ago. It's just stunning in person to hold it in your hands. It's just a stunning cover all around.
Yeah. I am in love with the Summon the Masters and Shadow Dwellers. Those two are,
mm-hmm.
like, just... Wow. I mean, right there,
those
I'm like,
amazing.
Oh, I got a bonus, a book attached. Yay! Woo! Those are some, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, those two were done by Seneca.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the Lady Jaded, because they put some collections of stories together in that Viral Vampires ones that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did we give JC's website?
www.jcwilder.com, and that's JC, just the two letters.
Yes.
Yep.
www.jcwilder.com. Yes. And
do you
want to
know what's funny about that Lady Jaded cover?
What's that?
Where's our names?
Yeah,
well,
that's a good question.
That.
Yeah, how many authors are in that?
Six.
So that's really no more than the Caveman Tales. So, yeah. All right, guys, where's the name? Come on. Yeah, let's get some names.
They're nowhere
people.
To be found. I think it's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah,
that is. I was looking at that, and it's
while we're getting
the
names, can Nick give
cover,
me back my edits? Sorry.
Exactly. Do you really want to publish the book? Because my name needs to go on there somewhere. I'm sorry. I'm
yeah.
a little vain like
is
that.
Is it on the inside?
It is actually on the back cover.
Oh, okay.
But I have never seen a cover without an author's name on it, ever.
That is
true. I didn't even really think about it.
Well, I guess they have the Virgin Books has the Black. I used to have the Wicked Words collection, and it'll have like 20 authors in it, and they would
right.
just go edited by so and so.
Right.
But usually,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand that huge double-digit amount of authors, but you know, six. You figure
yeah.
it could be squeezed on there. Yeah.
Well, anybody interested in the Lady Jaded Sparrow Vampires? You have Dakota Cassidy, Sahara Kelly, Dawn Madigan. Is that right? Blair
yep.
Valentine, Dominique Adair, and Samantha Winston. So there you go. Go
there
buy
you
it.
It. Yeah, damn
that,
it.
That one's pretty
lots
spicy.
And we should probably thank Carolyn for calling in. I forgot to do that, and I left her hanging on the line. Thank you,
oh,
Carolyn,
no.
for calling in.
Hi, Carolyn. Did you hang up on her?
She probably
no,
did.
This is JC's day. I'm just kind of sitting back and letting my baby shine.
Aw.
Here's me.
Michelle, I don't like you that much. No.
You were but a child bride, a mere embryo.
Yeah, what? Whatever.
You can tell we've known each other a long time. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's making kissy noises? Come on.
We're not that
kind of show.
With sound effects again. Yeah. And none of you can stop me.
I'm waiting for the toilet flush.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you know, in honor of JC being here.
There you go.
You know, the listeners, God love them for sticking with them, seriously.
But see, now I figured you'd wait until I said something with my potty mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
With my potty
yeah.
mouth, we just decided not to do that. It would be a show of toilet flushing.
Yeah, I added a man burping sound, but I think Michelle's hoping I don't hit that one at any point. I couldn't find dog farts, or man, I'd have went with it. So, yeah.
Well,
out of that
case, I'm going to follow my dog around with the little microphone. Jesus,
can you upload that in MP3 file for me? Send no.
Oh, sure. I'll be happy to. I actually have a file of farting sounds.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I do.
We are such ladies. Bow to our ladies.
I'm shipping that to you. Yes.
Excellent. Now, okay, in honor of Raven and the fact that we are, or we claim to be paranormal and half the time we run off on tangents, let's talk ghosts. Now, you have had a family life plagued with ghosts, or I don't know how it plagued or gifted. I don't know. How do you want to put it?
We have. You know, there are stories going back to my grandmother and my great-grandmother's having ghost paranormal activity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the most, let me take that back. The first time I had a ghost incident, I was about 6 or 7. And I had, had absolutely no clue about it. Because I was at my grandmother's house. The house was roughly 150, 200 years old. We were cleaning it out. I go walking up the steps. And there was another woman who had come down the steps.
Ooh, and I was my eyebrow just arced. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No. I'm the only one here. Why am I passing someone?
Yeah, you know, and it's like I ran up the steps and was like, okay, who was the lady? And my grandmother's like, there is nobody else here but us. Ta-da.
Yeah. Now, did your grandmother see things too, or is this something that you saw?
Yeah.
And did she sit you down and say, hey, I see him too?
Yes. Basically. My mother grew up in a house that was haunted. And the previous owners were relatives of hers, and they had been murdered and left in the house. And no matter what my grandmother did, she could not get the blood out of the floor.
Ooh.
And it would come back up because it was a wooden floor. And about 3 o'clock every afternoon, you would hear heavy work boots on the steps.
Oh,
and, you know, there'd be no one there.
Yeah. Now, did anything ever, like, violent happen, or was this more or less sounds and smells and sights of things that you would...
Yeah, I've never had anything violent happen, but I have had one time I've had something actually move. And it's actually kind of a funny story, because my mother and I were sitting at the house here, and we were talking about my grandmother. That would be my father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
She was a cranky thing. We loved her, but she was cranky. And, the reason she died was because she was a diabetic. She stubbed her toe and didn't want to tell anyone.
Oh, my gosh.
She just didn't want to bother anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, okay, what a dumbass way to die. Because you just didn't want to bother anyone because you hurt your foot.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, there was a picture frame in the hallway that belonged to her. And it was one of those big collage frames that for no reason whatsoever suddenly broke into 3 pieces.
Oh, jeez.
And everything came rolling down the steps.
Yeah.
And my mother was just sitting there going, oh, boy. And I just said, well, teach me to talk bad about Grandma.
Yeah. Like, guess who's listening?
We love you, Grandma.
Yeah.
Pardon me, Grandma. Love you.
You're the best Grandma ever. Don't throw anything at my head. Yay.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
So this family has a long history of it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And,
hey.
Wow, this has been interesting. We need to have you on longer sometime, too, because, yeah, I love to talk ghosts. So.
Well, I've got lots of stories.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
and
you're welcome.
It was Winners. Okay, I lost the name of it because I have no brain cell.
Well, she was talking about
Winter's
the
Daughter.
And then you had Winner's Daughter recently, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Winner's Daughter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I mention the Berkeley book?
Yes, please do. Yeah.
The Berkeley book is an anthology of 12 authors, and the title is The Power of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And the proceeds are going to help battered women and children.
Oh, that's nice. And where can they find this book? Anywhere? Or
that will be Amazon. It will be in every bookstore across the United States.
Okay, and one more time with the title?
So the title is The Power of Love.
Okay.
And it comes out June 3rd.
Okay.
When you get the cover in... all the info for that, make sure you email it to us, and we'll be sure to post up about it.
Yeah, we'll get up on the blog in that and get the info out there for everybody.
We are very excited about this project. It's Lori Foster and Kay Stockham, Rosemary LeRae, Diane Castell.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of us, and it's just novellas that are romantic, but they are empowering to women.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Will you guys be bringing it to the Lori Foster event as well?
Yes, we will.
Oh, awesome. And that's going to be, what is it, June 5th or 6th? When is that this year?
It's the, like, 7th or 8th or something.
Okay.
No, that's not right. 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, about 6th or 7th.
Okay. Everybody, there's a big signing in Cincinnati, Ohio area around that time. And you can, you know, Kay will be there, probably Lori will be there. I think, JC, you're set to go, right?
I'll be there. It's probably the only time you'll ever have most of the authors from that anthology in one place.
Right, right.
So.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with that. And that's a good cause to do for. Definitely.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we will let you go. And thank you, Carolyn, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Carolyn. And thank you, JC, for joining us today.
Always happy to just spread my cheer everywhere.
Well, we expect you to come back and do it again.
I'll wear a hat next time.
All right. Excellent. Oh, my goodness. I love having our guest on today. That was great. I can't imagine being able to sew, let alone make a period costume.
Oh, I know.
Can you? I mean, I totally can't imagine it.
Mary's going to get tired of me. I'm going to be like, hi, Mary.
Yeah.
What do you need, Michelle? I should have never gone on that show. Hi, Mary. Can I see it?
Yeah, exactly. She's going to be like blocking her email address. And
I am now in the Antarctic. Please join me here.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we still have no listeners down there. People, come on. There's got to be a base station somewhere. I mean, don't you want your wonderful, valuable minutes on the satellite phone to be with us? Come on.
I just want to go to the Antarctic. Do you think you can get me there, you guys?
I have no desire to go there. I'm going with my naked men in Italy once, so, yeah. I'm not going
to
lie.
I would
lie.
Love to go just to
there.
Go once.
It's cold.
I would. North, South Pole, doesn't matter. Just send me somewhere.
Okay.
You're like, done, shipped.
Out she goes.
Can you throw in a coat? I did want to say that, you know, J.C. Burton had a new release this week.
Yes, she did.
Riding Wild, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to her. It's a great cover.
Yes.
And, of course, I'm blanking on where it's at. Is that one with Berkeley?
That's Berkeley Heat.
Yeah, okay.
And it's got this great theme throughout of, you know, the guys in the Harleys on the hot bikes and the hot guy. And I think, I could be wrong, and J.C., I'm very sorry if I get this wrong, but I believe there's three stories in it. And I'm excited. I have not gotten to read this one, and I usually read everything before it comes out. But somebody didn't send me an ARCA one, JC. So.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten it yet either, but I'm just I love the fire and the flames on her shirt and the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Riding Wild by J.C. Burton. I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to her on her new release.
I love her Demon Island stuff, too, so.
And to let everybody know that Mandy put a Marketing with Mandy blog up about tips for doing live radio interviews. So authors who are listening and are about to come on, it's a great list of just tips, or anybody really getting ready for a radio interview.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great that you can get that at mandyroth.com/blog.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give a shout out to that real quick because we do get a lot of questions, and that's why you did it, is because it's like, well, we get questions from authors or just other people and going, you know, how do you do this? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I want to call in, but I don't know what to say. And this, just some tips to help you out.
Right.
Okay.
Now, Michelle, I know you're going to avoid. You're going to avoid the reader questions.
Yeah, great, my blog.
Yeah. You're going to avoid the reader questions on the Space Lord books, on readers wanting to know when you have scheduled for the next.
You're breaking up.
Don't.
What was the question that I'm avoiding?
The questions that came through Raven Radio about the Space Lords and when you're going to be working on the next ones in the series and if you have any dates for it yet.
I don't have dates. I have the print version of Frostmaiden Book 1 should be out relatively soon. I don't have an exact date on it, but look for it in the coming months. I do plan on working on the rest of the books this year. Right now, I had recently finished a book for Virgin. I had the Brava contest, which I finished the novella for. I'm not sure what I'll be doing with that. And then I also am in the middle of working on the fourth Matthew Sisters book for Virgin Books / Random House. And as soon as I finish that, I'm going to sit down, reset my schedule, and Space Lords is definitely one of the first books that I want to get to. I love that series. I love the futuristics. I think they're great.
Me too.
Does
I was just spamming you with questions. Yeah. Well, it answered it for me, so I'm thinking it's good enough for everybody else too. But no. I love that series. I think you should just put out that series all the time. I think you should dedicate everyone to me, and every heroine should be named Andy. But that's just my personal opinion on it.
Yeah. Didn't you try to get me to kill everybody off last time that we talked?
No. That was you trying to kill everybody off.
Now, moving off of me and putting me in the hot seat, anything else you want to know? Now's your chance.
Mountains captive.
Silence? No. Okay. Moving on. Well, we started to do, we didn't get into it as much as that we had planned last time, but we had started to talk about, like, Grimm's Fairy Tales last week. And we actually got more people wanting to, you know, asking questions about it and, you know, like, wanting to know more and really interested in it. So sorry we didn't get into it as much as we had planned. We tend to ramble in other directions.
Yeah, we should always add, like,
you know,
20 minutes to the show just for the fact we're going to lose our way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And in case we don't get to it before the end, we do want to say next week we're going to have Gia Dawn on, and she writes for Samhain. Fabulous author. I read her first book. Is it Lords? Oh, gosh, it's Demon Some. You know, Gia's going to kill me because I can't remember the name of her book, but I got to tell you, it's got this historical vibe to this kind of fantasy, this paranormal thing. Very cool. Very sexy, even. She handles it in a way that you don't even realize you're reading a sexy book. You're at the end, you're like, damn, that was hot.
And this is what book?
I don't remember the name, so let's make fun of me for that. Yeah. Yeah, what?
Itchy. Better prepared next time.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Anyway, because of the reader requests, I did pull up a couple more of the Grimm Fairy Tale things. Just little tidbits and facts, and Mandy can make fun of me in the background. Snow White. In the original telling, actually the Grimm brothers' telling, the queen, who was no longer fairest in the land, ordered the huntsman to bring her the heart and tongue of Snow White. And it was one of the times that Disney, when they did the remake of it, didn't leave out a gory detail. They actually left, you know, bring the heart. But what they didn't include was that once the queen has the two organs, she eats them. And she, of course, doesn't realize that she's, you know, eating a boar, but, I mean, okay, that's it.
Yeah. And they got an apple where? Wow. You got to love Disney for having the cojones to walk in and pick up some of these and spin them pretty and, you know, put seashells on some chick's breast and slap a tail on her and call it the Little Mermaid. So. Oh, wait,
yeah.
Sorry, did I say that aloud?
I liked Little Mermaid. I like the Disney cartoons. I'm a girly girl. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, but at the end of Snow White, she marries the prince, and the queen is actually, the evil queen attends the wedding, and a pair of metal shoes, flaming hot from the oven, are taken out, and she's forced to put them on, and she basically dances herself to death in that version.
Is this the queen
or
the Snow White?
The evil queen.
Okay.
She's forced to put on these flaming hot shoes, and she dances herself to death.
Dance, monkey.
But they had a... not really fairly close version, but a darker version of Snow White that came out that had Sigourney Weaver in it as the evil witch. That was pretty interesting. So some of you might want to check that out if you're interested in these, you know, more morbid tales.
Now we should
It sounds like Mandy's cutting me off.
Yeah, well, it's not me. It's Blog Talk Radio, damn it.
I'd rather blame you.
Well, thank you
to Mary and JC for joining us today, and for all of you listeners out there who continue to support us all over the world, Belgium chocolate.
All right. Take care, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.